This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, Josh Roundtree, has just left the building. So I'm in it, and so is Nathan Aluschak. And we are here taking your phone calls. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You know Fan Twitter. You've done it before. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our show is brought to you by the good people of Number One Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. And check out what's all going on down there at the auto show. You know, they have 19 different dealerships. They all sorts of inventory. Plus, they buy cars as well. So you can sell yours to them. Check out Number One Cochran. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Shenderovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet, and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about at Iron Rock Tap House. 412-928-9370 is the number, as I said. This is Jaromir Jagr weekend, and a lot of people are excited to have number 68 back in the building, and rightfully the jersey to be going up into the rafters. It will be a very, very good ceremony, and people who watch Jagr know just how electric this dude was. And people who didn't, you know, I've run into a lot of younger people who try to read about him and, you know, catch up on him, but it's not the same. But you got to watch video, number one, and you have to understand just how good of a down low player he was. Normally when we're talking about legends who, you know, are five-time Art Ross Trophy winners, you're talking about snipers, which he was, but Jagr's, to me, difference-making ability came down low. He was able to do things with a puck that not many people can do. You know, just like Sidney Crosby does now, only at, a better level in terms of how he possesses the puck when he gets it. And Lemieux had the same qualities, but Jagr was just like a bull. He had that lower base, which was unbelievable. Just hard to get off the puck. And, you know, there were so many stories about Jagr, how he got here, Craig Patrick, all the wheeling and dealing he had to do with the draft to be sure that if they took him, he would come here. Craig tells a story that, well, they didn't know because so many other teams passed on him. I think he went fifth overall that year, and he was telling people he wasn't going to come over. And back then, it's difficult to get them over here with all the visa issues and everything else. And so they had to do some wheeling and dealing, end up going through, I think, Hamilton, Ontario, and to get in here, and just got him to Pittsburgh. And when he got to Pittsburgh, the rest is history. He fit in with a very talented team. I would say, you know, that team of the early 90s with him in it and Lemieux and Francis and Coffey, and you go on and on and on, and the Edmonton team of 84 with all their amazing talent, two of the greatest rosters that you'll ever find in professional hockey. But Jagr is here, so tomorrow will be a big day, the 6 o'clock faceoff. And let's not forget about how important the game is, too, because the Penguins find themselves in a situation after losing Jake Guentzel, which was a big development this week. What in the world do they do to try to dig out? They got a nice win the other night, but it wasn't exactly impressive. I wouldn't use that word because Chicago's not a good team, although Connor Bedard came back into their lineup after missing several weeks with a fractured face. That's what happens when you're 18 and you go to places with, you know, grown men are trying to take you down and you're kind of still frail based on hockey standards. But he was back, and you can tell, you know, just how special that kid is, the talents he has, how he shoots the puck, where he shoots the puck from, how he releases. But anyway, the Penguins got a 4-1 win. It was important for them to get, without a doubt. They needed it. And now they find themselves still out of the playoff picture, and games are dwindling down, which is why I think it's very important for them to win tomorrow night and start stacking these wins. Now, they're going to do it without Guentzel, which leads to another problem. What do you do with Jake Guentzel if you're Kyle Dubas? He's going to be out until after the trade deadline. The trade deadline, I think, is 2 days before he's eligible to return. He's still a 40-goal scorer. You know, he's one of the snipers. So you're trying to win now on a team that's been challenged to score goals all season long with your best goal scorer not in the lineup. How much could you get? No, he's on an expiring contract. What would be a return that would make you interested if you were the Penguins? Or if you're Kyle Dubas, you say, you know what? I'm just going to bring them all back next year. We're going to go through this again. Because this window, they believe, and they believe this when they signed everyone to extensions, that it was still available to them. You know, and when they play the right way, and when you see them playing defensively the way they're playing, you would think this team would do really well, but their offense has betrayed them. So what do? You just stand pat, sign him, try the best. You're going to save some money off the cap. The cap's going up. What do you do with Jake Guentzel at 412-928-9370? I also want to get into a few other topics, including Jimmy G. He is going to be released by the Raiders after he is going to be suspended for the first two games of next year for violating PEDs. Would there be any interest in Jimmy G as a backup? And Nathan's shaking his head feverishly. I'm just saying, because we've thrown out just about every name there is to throw out there. In radio talk this week, the Steeler quarterback room has about 30 people in it. So why not add another? I'm just asking. 412-928-9370. But they got issues. To me, the best thing for them to do is sign Rudolph, bring him back, and see what they can do, and then bring in a veteran, somebody. I do not think there is going to be a trade of anything to get a Justin Fields. I'm intrigued by his talent, but I just don't. It would compromise everything they're doing with Pickett. It would basically mean that Fields has to come in here and be the starter. You wouldn't acquire him to be the backup. It wouldn't make sense. 412-928-9370. Also, Henry Davis. What's going on with Henry Davis? Jason Mackey's done a lot of reporting down there. A lot of other reporters have too, and it seems up in the air. He's not even listed on. I was looking at their depth chart yesterday, and I was surprised that Henry Davis is not listed as a catcher. But they say he's going to catch. This is after Andy Rodriguez is out for the year. They bring in Yasmani Grandel, which makes you think they're not going to make him a catcher. I don't know what to think of Henry Davis and what to make of the fact he was a number one overall pick of the Pirates. 412-928-9370. We got Pitt later today. They're 6-1 in their last seven. Big game coming up. They beat number 9 Duke. They beat number 21 Virginia. They have an unranked team, only 3-11 Louisville tonight at the Pete. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Let's get to the lines. Shall we, Nate the Great? We'll begin with Will and Apollo. Will, you're first up. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, thank you. How's it going?
It's good.
I got some comments, and honestly, I want to know your opinion about the quarterback situation. I don't think we should trade for Justin Fields. I just think it would be a bad fit, in my opinion. I think we should keep everything the way it is. I think we know the Steelers, they're pretty sold on Kenny Pickett right now. So instead of trading and doing all this other stuff, I think we should just take Jordan Travis. I know he had a bad injury, but I think he can still play. I think he's still a really good quarterback, and I'm curious what you think about Jordan Travis.
Well,
and how he fits.
How is that leg recovering? Ever since he got injured at Florida State, I saw him. It looked like it was a pretty significant injury. So number one question for me would be, how is he? And I don't know an answer to that yet. At the combine and all the information comes out after that, you'll get a better idea. But I do agree, Will, with your first statement that I don't think, you know, they made it clear that they still believe. Now, do they have the same intense belief that they did this time a year ago? No. So you're 2 years removed now after Ben Roethlisberger, and you still have questions about your quarterback position, which is not uncommon for NFL teams looking to find a successor to a really good quarterback.
Right.
But they thought they had something better with Pickett, and now I still think they don't know, which is why they understand this is a huge year for him. If you bring in somebody like Justin Fields, and again, I said before, I wouldn't be against it if the price was right. I'd like to, you know, just because I think his talent level is intriguing. He has to protect the ball better. But you don't bring him in here to be a backup, do you? Because number one, if you did, you wouldn't know anything more about him than you do right now, and you owe him an option if you want to keep him. And if you trade for him, I would imagine you're going to pick up his option.
Well, yeah, and also if you trade for him, you're going to be giving up quite a bit for him. So it would make no sense not to at least put him at that number one position to start training camp.
Right. So that's why I don't think that scenario will play out, although I don't know. I mean, they're going to make a lot of different things. I think a lot of this is predicated on what happens with Rudolph. If he decides to sign here, because they will make him an offer. They will make him an offer sometime here before he hits the free agent market. That doesn't mean he hasn't had contact with people outside of the Steeler organization, because I think that's a loosey-goosey rule. But I think he will get an offer. If he likes the offer, he may stay. I think he needs, as part of the offer, a commitment that he will be given a fair chance to start. And if that happens...
Yeah, it's like one of those things, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Does he really trust that the Steelers are going to give him a fair chance?
Well, that's, again, to me, that's going to be the $64,000 question, Will. I don't know. And it's up to him to make that. But he may look around and find that there's not really a better situation for him, regardless of what the promise is. So, you know, and if the money's good, take it. We'll see. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Will. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Anthony, who joins us in North Huntington. Anthony, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to give a younger fan's perspective on Jahmyr Yager. I'm a senior in high school, and Jahmyr Yager was somebody that...
You sound like you're already in the radio business, Anthony.
Well, thank you.
You do.
I appreciate that. That's the goal. But I'd like to say that Jahmyr Yager was someone we looked up to before the Malkin and Lemieux-Letang era. Such a great phenom, and all we can look back at is highlights as Younger's fans, but man, he really was incredible. So, you know, it's great to honor him in Pittsburgh. I wanted to say that also tonight is the 300th game at the Pete, and tickets are just $20.02 if you go on right now. Pitt's having a deal for that. Baseline tickets, $20.02, 300th at the Pete tonight against Louisville. And I'm excited to see what are kind of the possibilities, because Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy who, you know, I don't know if we should pick him up. I really don't. I would rather have a guy like Fields. Jordan Travis, he just had a Pro Football Talk interview about him today. Actually, just dropped about 5 hours ago. And he looks to be recovering well. Should be ready by minicamp. So we'll see. But thank you for taking my call, Bob.
Yeah, no problem about it. Thank you, Anthony. Pitts, that's a big game for them. They got to beat Louisville. And you said it's the 300th at Pete. That'll come your way tonight. Right here on 93.7, The Fan. Harry in Westview joins us right now. Harry, welcome to the program. We'll go right ahead.
Thanks, Pomp. I got to follow up that guy. I'm just a guy with a voice that, like, sits next to you at the bar.
Well, we like those bar chats. They're pretty productive most of the time.
Hey, don't you think they dropped the ball on Gensel? I mean, they took the risk this whole time of him not getting injured, and he's a smaller guy. They're putting the personalities ahead of the principles here. They're always worried about what Crosby thinks, and I believe so. I mean, that's the only reason I could see them hanging on to him this long.
Well, I think it's mostly money right now that's the big stumbling block. I think he wants to stay here, but he also wants to cash in on his free agent possibilities.
And he'll is he worth it?
If you look at it for pure goal production, yeah, I think he is. Look at his playoff numbers. He averages a point a game, I think 58 and 58 playoff games. He's a big-time producer.
How does he compare to Rust as far as styles go and as far as
durability? I mean, Rust is more of, to me, a third-line guy if you're at a team that has a lot of talent. And I like Brian Rust. I think the mistake was giving Rickard Rakell the money. I think if they were really looking into this a while ago, they could have done Gensel ahead of time. And they probably would have got off cheaper before any of these other deals start coming out, like what you saw in Toronto, they're guys who've gotten $10 and $11 million, and when they do that, you know, Nylander, is he worth 11? Well, to Toronto he is, but that changes the market. If you had preempted that signing with a Gensel signing, you might have been able to get him for $7 million or $7.5 million a year. So now they're stuck, and now they have to make a choice. So therefore, we are where we are. What would you do?
I think they want to keep him, and I think I would keep him. I'm not worried about him breaking down as much as other people are. I kind of think he keeps himself in shape. He's smart enough to play hockey and manage his body right. So I would keep him. I don't think you find many guys like him.
No, I think he's 29. He still can play for another 5 to 7 years, I think, at a pretty high rate, especially if Crosby wants to play that long. And so
he's got a lot of skills in a lot of different areas, and you don't find guys like that.
No,
to play
and again, he has on the resume 240 goals and a lot of 30 goals. I mean, the guy, you know, he was on pace this year for about 35 again. You're not going to find many better snipers than him. And that's why I think
the value would have been higher.
Yeah. Well, again, they are where they are. It's going to be very fascinating what Kyle Dubas does here, because some of his other deals have not necessarily panned out, which is one of the reasons why they are where they are. Thanks, Harry, for the call. Appreciate it. At 412-928-9370, we move right along. We have Phil in Pittsburgh. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Bob, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Phil?
I'm okay. The other day I turned on the radio and I just couldn't believe that Ron Cook's gone and he's retiring. And I said to myself, I said, who do we really have now? You know, old timers that know everybody. It's you. It's you.
I'm an old timer. You're right about that. I try to know a lot of people.
You're not that old.
But Ron made a smart life decision for himself. I mean, he wanted to enjoy time without deadlines in his life. He's operated that way. I think anyone who's in this business knows that. There's a lot of pressure and stress that comes with that. And your everything changes. Your eating habits even change because you're on a deadline. You're always eating fast. You're running. You know, it's not the most healthy way to live. I think he wanted to concentrate on himself.
Well, I mean, just listening to the people that loved him, you know, the Beaver Connie greats, and like even the people throughout the United States in the sports industry. I mean, the guy, he's a legend. And I thought that was a really nice send off. And you're like our next, I would call you,
you don't have to call me anything.
I can't call you.
We can leave it at that. But anyway, thanks for the call, man. I'll give Ron your response that you're missing him. He's down there, I'm sure. What time is it? 11:18. He's getting ready to pop one. Anyway, Matt from the Pitt Panthers and the PR department wanted to correct a previous caller, and shame on me for not knowing. I did know that it was the 300th game against Notre Dame. That was it. But what they're doing in commemoration of the 300th game at Pitt is that there are $20 and 2 cent ticket offers in this celebration, which is when this thing first started for Pitt. So that is the ticket price. This is the first of the next 300, I suppose. But it's a big game nonetheless. So you can get in for $20.02 if you go to the Pete tonight. And if you don't, you can listen to it right here on The Fan. Back to the lines we go. Ralph in West Mifflin before we go to our first break. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Hey, Bob. Doing well. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so I was just, I know it's not the Steelers' way. It's actually completely opposite. But I just think that it's at least worth kicking the tires on talking to the Bears, and not for Fields, but to see what they'd want for the first round, for the first overall pick, I should say. It's pretty clear to me that in the NFL, you're not going to win without a quarterback, and they keep trying to take half measures to solve their quarterback issue. And it's not going to get done unless you pretty much flame out and get a top five draft pick, which they're clearly not going to do. So I just wanted to get your thoughts and opinions on that.
Well, I don't think there's any way that's going to happen, because the price would be really from going from 20 to 1, you're going to have to give up a lot more than probably the Steelers want. But to your point about you need these kinds of quarterbacks, absolutely you do. And the Steelers felt they had one and still may feel that way, even though it's taking a little longer to see some of the results. So that would go way out of context for me, for them, way out of their comfort zone. That doesn't mean it's a bad decision. But you're asking what the price would be. Let me check on some of recent trade ups and what it has cost, because it's a big number. I'm not so sure. Which of these quarterbacks would you take anyway? We've seen a lot of draft failures in the top 10 of the NFL draft in quarterbacks. It's not an easy thing to do. And if you do it and you miss there, now you're giving up your entire future. You don't have a quarterback. You're still searching for answers. I think they're going to try to do whatever they can, which is why Arthur Smith is here now. His job will try to get the best out of this offense, specifically with Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph or whomever is in there. But they have a lot of work to do in that department. Ralph, thanks. Appreciate the call. We're up against a break. We're going to take it right now. It's 412-928-9370. You have an opportunity. They're your opinions. Do it right now here on The Fan. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about all of these topics, including Henry Davis. We haven't had one yet on that. And we're talking about number one picks that haven't panned out. It's early in his career, so I don't want to look at this like it's going to be a failure. But when you take the number one overall pick, what was that draft? 3 years ago? Is it three? Yeah, I think 3 years ago. You would expect him to be up here, number one, and you designate a position for him, which was supposed to be catcher, but again, he's not even listed on their depth chart. So I don't know where that stands. I'd like to hear from you at 412-928-9370. We are just getting rolling until 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.